I've been doing Connecticut news for a while. I'd say cell phone bans in schools, obviously speed cameras, should they go up or should they go down? I think these are some recent controversies, if you will, at the local level that you hear about a lot. Here's another one, though, that you hear about a lot. Leaf blower bans in certain towns and communities across our state. And did you know a seasonal ban on gas-powered leaf blowers is now in effect for New Canaan? It comes after opponents failed to overturn the ordinance in a townwide referendum recently. And for all things happening in New Canaan, I'm excited to connect with Michael Dinan, who is the editor and owner of the New Canaanite. Michael, welcome to WICC.
Thank you so much, Melissa. I appreciate it.
I hope this goes well, Michael. I feel like we're on a first date. I hope this goes well because I'd love to stay more in touch with local journalists who are doing things in their towns and cities, and you're one of them. And so hopefully this doesn't go horribly.
Thanks. I hope so, too.
Fantastic, Michael. I love that we're on the same page. What, first of all, happened? Let's go back to when this became even a conversation in New Canaan, what has transpired since then, and what happened this past weekend?
This has been a conversation in New Canaan for at least 15 years. It's been a serious conversation for the last 2 years. The local conservation commission advocated for a ban on the summertime use of the gas-powered leaf blowers. And then a committee of the local legislative body, the town council, put together this new ordinance, which you referred to, which was passed by the town council and then immediately faced this referendum vote.
And so,
last weekend, on Saturday, the referendum vote was held. And although more people voted to overturn the ban, they didn't get enough people overall coming to the polls to make that happen. So as of Saturday night, when the polls closed and the numbers came in, this new ban is in effect. And it's been pretty divisive from what it seems.
Yeah, I would think so. I want to go over why that is, Michael. Like I said, I know there are other towns and cities, specifically in Fairfield County, that are having these arguments for years now. And you could kind of see both sides to it, honestly.
Right.
You know, I get it. You know, like, talk about, you know, from your perspective and really following this story and many others in New Canaan, what would you say are some of the biggest pros being talked about versus the cons in a ban on gas-powered leaf blowers?
So the major people who are behind the ban, what they want is a quieter town. They don't like the noise that comes out of those two-stroke engines. So they want a change to the battery-powered leaf blowers. And it's a matter of environmental health as well. So they don't want so much stuff sort of being pushed around so powerfully. It's not good for plants and animals, insects, plants and animals. On the other side, the people who are against the ban, they just basically, I think in general, don't like bans. They don't want government overreach. They don't like being told what to do. And they voice concerns about how is this going to be enforced? What's going to happen? Are people just going to start flooding the police department with calls for something that's maybe not as big a threat to public safety as what they could be doing? You know, those are some of the major arguments on each side.
Have you heard as well, because some other communities have said a big con is it's a higher cost for landscapers. Has that been an issue brought up in New Canaan?
That's been brought up, and one side says that's a real thing, and the other side says that's not real, because there are other towns around New Canaan that have already passed similar ordinances. So they said the landscaping companies are already equipped to treat New Canaan with battery-powered blowers.
And it's interesting, right, Michael, because I think we're living in a time where we are trying to get into greener ways of doing things. And so I would think in a lot of ways our, I would say, technological advances, I don't know, our environmental advances, I would think we, again, I'm not a landscaper, so I don't know this offhand, but I would think that the battery-powered blowers are better than maybe they were when these conversations were happening a decade ago, even more than that. I don't know if that's the case.
I don't know if that's the case either. I don't have a leaf blower. I live in an apartment. So, I mean, I guess like anything, they're going to get more powerful over time. Like a lot of technology, people are going to take it up. what the people on the con side, the people who wanted to nix this ban, they would also say, well, if you're really concerned about the environment, what about these batteries? Now, these batteries are not easy to dispose of. They take up energy too. So as you said, I think it's easy to see both sides of this one. And maybe that's why it was such a divisive topic and why the vote was as close as it was.
Yeah, well, and again, we have Michael Dinan here, who is the editor and owner of the New Canaanite, and, you know, covering all things in New Canaan. And this was a huge, I think, decision made. The ban that is now in effect goes until Labor Day weekend. I find that interesting, Michael, that the ban would be in effect for the summer, but it stops before arguably you really need the leaf blowers, which would be the fall. Not to say that we don't have cleanup in the summer, but I do think that's fascinating that the ban stops after Labor Day weekend.
Right. I think that's interesting too. And that's been something that the anti side has jumped on. So one of the reasons why advocates for this change wanted a summertime ban is they saw this as a soft introduction in the first year of a ban.
You have a
limited period of time. But on the other side, people are saying, well, if you're telling me this is unhealthy, why is it that this isn't year round? Why is it just this particular time of year? So I think we're talking about people who are staying around these sort of bedroom communities throughout the summer. They tend to empty out, people go away, and then saying, well, we want to be here, but we want to enjoy more peace and quiet than we are getting. That's the response to that.
I'm also curious, Michael, if there's more of a compromise here. So you're right. We live in a society, understandably so, where a lot of people don't like an all-out ban. And I get that. I mean, but I also know that there are things that are kind of worth banning. For example, illegal fireworks. You know, it drives me insane when I hear the illegal fireworks going off at midnight, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. My kid can't sleep. My dogs can't sleep. I can't sleep. And I work at 3 a.m. You know, like, so I get it. I do understand where you have to have that. But it is interesting that there's not like a noise ordinance. For example, you know, I know in our city, you can't have tree work or certain things done on a Sunday. That's a day of rest. Or you have to have loud music off by, I think it's like 9 p.m. or something. Again, I'm kind of talking off the cuff. But that there couldn't be more of a middle ground. And I don't know if that approach was ever part of this. I'm sure it was, but I didn't know if you had a take on that.
Well, New Canaan does have a noise ordinance. So this leaf blower ban is sort of overlaid on what already is a noise ordinance similar to what you've described. You can only do work with these types of machines during these hours, and it has to be X decibels. That's sort of what the noise ordinance says. So that's already in place in New Canaan. I think the people who are against the new ordinance are saying exactly what you said, which is, we need more of a compromise. The problem is that when this was taken up by the town council and during all of these public hearings and deliberations, those people were not as forthcoming or as present. So they're sort of calling for a softer ordinance now after the fact.
We have Michael Dinan here, who is the editor and owner of the New Canaanite, and a huge story. I'm going to link the article to our website, voiceofct.com. A seasonal ban on gas-powered leaf blowers is officially in effect through Labor Day weekend. So do you believe, Michael, that this summer it's going to be kind of a soft ordinance or ban, rather, but by next year or so it is going to extend even past the fall and be year-round? I mean, is that kind of the next conversation in New Canaan?
No, I don't think so. I think they're going to live with this for a period of time. There's talk in New Canaan of, you know, sort of, well, let's remember who on the town council voted in favor of this because we have our municipal election coming up next year. So to answer your question about what's going to be the sort of the fallout or what's next, I think people are going to try to live with this now, even during the short window between the time the town council voted and the referendum petition came in. There was a couple of weeks there where the ban was in effect in May and early June. People said it was already a quieter New Canaan. So it could be that it's already having an effect just because people have heard about it and made a change. Mm. So it could be something that ultimately both sides live with. I mean, these small town controversies, they sort of pop up. I feel like New Canaan is already poised to kind of move on to its next one. But I'm seeing a lot of tailwinds to this division, like in our comments threads and on social media. So we'll just keep an eye on it. Yeah.
Have you heard? So that's interesting feedback that it feels like for some who are for the ban, it feels like things are quieter. It's better quality of life, if you will. What about the other side? Have police said that there are more complaint reports? Have you heard anything from the other side of it? I do find that fascinating. You know,
you're talking like a reporter. So those are our follow up stories, right? So I'll be talking to the chief of police about this tomorrow, about what the police intend to do, and then I think in a few weeks, maybe as Labor Day gets closer, we check in, right? And we see what has the police activity been like. So under the ordinance, there's a warning on the first offense, and then fines go to $100 and $250 every time after that. So we'll just see. I mean, how many tickets were issued? How many warnings were issued? Are they even tracking that? Are they planning to issue any tickets this summer? I don't know. I don't know how the enforcement's going to go. And I don't know how it's going to affect the department, how the department functions, the staffing it requires, the municipal budget. You know, we have to wait and see how that plays out. But I'm interested to know also.
Yeah. I'm also curious, Michael, quite frankly, because, you know, let's go back to the example of the illegal fireworks. So they're illegal. It's in the title, right? And whenever I talk to police, quite frankly, when I complain to them on this show about it, and I'll say, listen, I'm a Milford resident. I hate the fireworks in the summer. It's the worst.
Me too.
They can't find the people. So, like, by the time the 911 call comes in, the cop actually goes to maybe a neighborhood where they possibly heard them and maybe the house where they were going off. There's no proof. They can't find it. No one's answering the door. There's nothing they could do. They can't storm the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? So my curiosity with this is, if you're going to break the ban, if you will, what can police effectively do? Like, I hate to ask that, but what can they really do? Unless you,
there's very little they can do. As you say, there's very little they can do. There's 100 ways to just sort of talk your way around it if the police show up. I think this has been a major argument for the people who wanted to can the ban, as they said in their slogan. They said, well, there's no way to enforce this. So all you're doing is you're pitting neighbor against neighbor, and you're creating a problem where there was none before. And so this has been an argument from the anti side. And again, we just have to see how it plays out. Are we going to see people angry? Are these neighbor disputes going to escalate into something else, like a breach of peace charge? I don't know. I really, you know. I'm just waiting to see.
Right. Yeah. Waiting to see kind of the fallout, if you will, if there is one. Yeah. And here's the thing is, maybe, listen, police might be like, yeah, no, it's been no problem. I don't know. I don't know. And I'll be very curious to follow up and see what you find out, Michael. The other thing, too, I was reading in your article that you can use the gas powered leaf blowers for emergency and safety purposes. So storm cleanup, for example, that's right. Another area where, to me, it's like, I mean, all I have to say is, yeah, the wind blew the wrong way and I'm still cleaning up after that tree a week later. I don't know. I just think it's another caveat, right? I don't know. It makes it complicated.
There's other ones, too. You can use them on like sort of a contained hard surface in your house. So if you're blowing a walkway or a pool deck or something like that. So if the police show up, you can say, yeah, I was blowing my walkway. You know, so it's going to have to be like, I don't know if among the advocates for this change, there's someone out there with a particularly loud gas-powered leaf blower using neighbor, and it sort of, you know, explodes in one area of town, or if people are going to be understanding of each other and just appreciate that it's a little bit quieter. I really don't know. But during this process, and especially during these weeks when the referendum vote was set and people were trying to line up residents to come to the polls, there were a lot of, you know, there were a lot of videos people took with their cameras on their neighbors and the neighbors' land. So it's already sort of been, the tattletaling has already sort of been happening a little bit, right? So people are ready to do that. I'll be curious to hear what the police chief thinks, what the police think they're going to do about this. I'd be curious to know how the local police who work in New Canaan and live in New Canaan voted on this. I bet they voted to overturn it just for their own
for headaches.
Job quality. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, to be clear, for those of you listening, we are specifically talking about New Canaan. And Michael Dynan, I know, is very focused on this. Again, editor and owner of the New Canaanite. Michael, keep me in the loop. I think this is fascinating. Would love to know the other side of it and kind of the, if you will, potential fallout of a ban being in place and whether or not it A, sticks, B, expands. I would just be very curious to continue following this. And I thank you for the work that you do with the New Canaanite.
Thank you. I look forward to reconnecting.
Yes. I landed a second date. That's exciting. Michael Dynan, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Again, editor and owner of the New Canaanite here on WICC. And if you want to read his full article, I'm going to link it to our website, voiceofct.com.